Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Are we back on? Sorry. I was in the middle of chatting. You see, when you're doing these programs, as we do here with our friends from Super Value, from people's kitchens, we can get distracted by things like babies being fed and children running around and food being cooked and small conversations being had. So we're here in Joan's kitchen, Joan being Amanda's mammy. She won the prize for us with the competition we did with Super Value, and that's why we're here having breakfast with her in her kitchen and enjoying that immensely. Kevin Dundon's working away. I think Lisa's gone, thank God. And is she still here? Go home, Fitzpatrick, for God's sake. And we're now joined by Bernard Brogan of Dublin.
How are you doing?
That's all I need to say. Nice to see you again, Bernard.
Great.
So you've been objectified and treated like some class of dirt here today by Lisa Fitzpatrick. And how are you coping?
It's great. Yeah, early morning for a slating off Lisa, but I know.
Not bad.
At least she says it as it is, I suppose.
Precisely. It's not even a quarter to ten. You've been groped in the kitchen, all right? It's not bad going. So obviously, great result with the Football League recently. Congratulations.
Thanks, much.
How does that feel, winning a big gig like that?
Yeah, it's great, I suppose. Anytime you have a bit of silverware, it's probably more for when you're retired and you're looking back and you kind of remember what you got out of the game.
Yeah.
At the moment, we're just playing, we're back training now, we're looking forward to the summer, so you don't really...
You don't sit in the laurels.
No, you don't sit in the laurels, you just get back on and have a go at the next game.
Who do you love to beat?
Kerry.
Yeah! What is that about? I mean, it's just such a deep rivalry down through the years, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, my mother been from Kerry as well.
Yeah.
And spent a lot of our childhood there. It just has that kind of little bit extra about it. And the Dublin-Kerry games, that from when my dad played in the 70s, there was all that kind of the hype and stuff about it. So anytime you play them, it's always an amazing game and it's the type of football you want to play. And it's always great.
There's Cork in there somewhere.
Cork's there, yeah. Everyone's nearly the same now. Yeah. Mead, Mayo, I love it all.
It's great. Yeah. Okay, good stuff. And how's your mum, by the way? She was in with us the last time.
Myself and the brothers got her a nice birthday present. So they're sailing around the fjords in Norway. So,
on one of those cruises.
One of the cruises, yeah.
The Brogan boys. You make all of us brothers and sons feel pretty inadequate now.
It took us a long time to get a decent present, but it just so happens I'm in here with you today, so it sounds good.
Yeah, of course. How did you decide on that as a prize? Did she always want to go on a cruise, or was it?
Yeah, I think they went around the Caribbean before, and then my mum was always on about seeing the glaciers and going up to Norway and stuff.
Say she was always on about it, that's what's called a hint.
Yes, exactly.
How long did it take you before you actually got the
10
hint?
Years.
10 years. That'll be an Irish son's reaction to a mammy's hint. But anyway, she's on the move, and would you be keeping touch with her on the cruise, or did you say we'll see you when you get back?
No, I've been chatting away, and I let her know I was on here today. She's sorry she missed. She loves coming in slagging you about it.
Yeah, she does. About
doing
what?
Her best.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. So tell her I was asking for it, and I hope she enjoys the cruise. She's with your dad, I presume. Deserve a break. She said recently, "I get cross with Joe Brolly when he calls my lads names and tells me they're stupid or useless or whatever." She was having a pop at Joe Brolly because Joe Brolly would occasionally have a pop at you.
Yeah, in fairness, we did an interview at the weekend with Independent for Super Value, and when my ma gets talking, she doesn't hold back, so Joe Brolly can annoy her at times, and he can annoy most mothers that their sons are trying to play football, but she doesn't hold back.
Yeah, that's great. It's just so funny because in the end we're all our mammy's sons, you know
exactly,
what I mean?
Exactly.
And no matter what level you're at in the world, whether it's that you're the mammy will still come in and say, "Hang on a second,
yeah, still mind you.
That's my
still
boy." Yeah, that's good stuff. We're here obviously in Joan's kitchen. Are you any use in the kitchen? Or are you useless?
Yeah, I'm getting better. I moved out of home, so I had to start fending for myself. My girlfriend does a lot of the cooking, but I try and when I'm not days I'm not training, I try and dig a hand. I'm good at stir fries and shepherd's pie and a couple of signature dishes that I'm trying to get better.
Signature dishes.
Kevin Dundon keeps on telling me how to do it, so I keep on practicing.
That's a good thing to do. So you're happy to, you're willing to learn, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I've invited the mother around and the lads for the Good Food Karma Circle.
Are you going to do
next
it
week? So I'm going to do it. So I'll tweet out the pictures and see what mess I make.
Good.
But trying my best anyway.
So what's on the, what are you thinking? Stir fry maybe for that?
I'm going to do my the shepherd's pie, I think. I'm going to try it because you can, at least if you have a go and it works well, you can feed six people with it. So I'm going to try and get it all done in one go.
And if it doesn't, you have to call for a takeaway
exactly,
for six people.
Yeah.
Do you put peas in the shepherd's pie?
No, some people do.
That.
It's terrible.
What about carrots?
Kevin does it, does he?
Kevin, do you put peas? Is he gone?
He's hiding.
He's gone.
He's outside of Lisa, something.
Lisa's quick to point out, no, he isn't. Kevin, you were just on your own out there, were you?
I was discussing Lisa's opinion of your clothes.
Peas and shepherd's pie, yes or no?
No.
Carrots and shepherd's pie, yes or no?
Yes.
Onions, yes. Onions and shepherd's pie, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, what's the secret ingredient in shepherd's pie?
Worcester sauce.
Worcester sauce. Worcester nice. Sauce. That's
yeah.
easy for you
to
say.
You've taught me that one before now, and that's a nice one, yeah.
So that's a little... Will you make a dessert, more importantly?
No, I'm terrible at desserts. I'm terrible.
Okay, so that's a couple of...
Kevin's new show, he's on about egg... What is it? Soufflés and the works. Yeah, yeah. So he's telling me all about it the last day, so I have to keep an eye on that.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can learn from the master. Wings for Life, of course, was on Sunday. Were you involved?
Yeah, I was out with it, yeah. Just trying to run for people with spinal injuries. And all the money was raised towards that research. So, in fairness, Red Bull do a great job.
And that was out in Dunleary, of course.
Dunleary, 2,000 people running around.
2,000, that's a good turnout.
The coast.
Good, good. And you've got the National Rehabilitation Hospital nearby. Absolutely, up in Rochestown. Yeah. So important thing to do there. Now, the last time we spoke, you were talking about being on the drive for January.
Yes.
How did that go? Did you stay?
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. Well, as a footballer and we're training a lot, it's easier for us to do it than most. But no, a lot of my friends and family stuff got in. My dad actually does it for Lent, and he does it for November as well. So I got him for January as well.
Poor man. No wonder he's on a cruise.
Exactly.
Bernard, it's good to see you, and good luck with all your endeavours. It's going to be a good summer for Dublin, I suspect.
Thanks, God.
Yeah,
thanks,
best luck to you and the lads, and thanks for coming to see us in the kitchen this morning.
Anytime.
Bernard Brogan, everybody! Yay! Hi from the kitchen. Let's take some music. Back in a mo.